During this octave of Easter, we devote a whole week extending that one day of Easter where the Lord was raised. That's why our responsory says, "This is the day that the Lord has made." This day of Easter, because he who had died lives. And so we devote our holy hour tonight for real faith in that resurrection, in the resurrection which God worked for Jesus, the God-man, so long ago. But also, especially turning our minds and our hearts towards the resurrection which is to come. The resurrection that will be given on the last day, not to Jesus, because he already has it, but to each of us. That the Lord did not create us to die and decay. And the fact that we do is part of the curse and brokenness that original sin introduced into the world. But that's a brokenness that God is fixing. He has given the foretaste, the pledge, the down payment of that last resurrection already in the man, Jesus Christ, who was God. And he promises that each of us will have a share in that resurrection, fully and completely. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a real comfort and consolation that we will get these bodies back, but not as they are now. Now they're under the curse of that original sin, under the curse of death and decay. Now they are broken. And on the last day, we will get them back glorified, just as Jesus' body is glorified, free of every ill, free of everything holding us back, free of every way in which our bodies are imperfect and wounded. But they will still be this same body. That's a courage and a comfort and consolation all the time, but especially when we or someone who we love is sick or facing death. That the Lord has promised not only heaven to those who follow him and believe him, not only that, as if that wasn't enough, but even more so the resurrection on the last day. That heaven will be completed in the new creation. And the new earth, where we will all partake fully, body and soul, in the resurrection of the one who has died and yet lives, of the one whose day we celebrate this Easter octave. So tonight, brothers and sisters, as we kneel before that one who died and yet lives, let us ask him to give us a real faith and hope in the resurrection, in his own that has happened, and in ours that he promises.